Mini test 3. 1. Psychology. Listen to a lecture in a psychology class.
Intelligence tests, or IQ tests, are supposed to measure exactly what they say they measure, intelligence. But what exactly is intelligence? Most define intelligence as the capacity to reason, to solve problems, and to learn. IQ tests claim to be a useful measure of all these things. But IQ tests don't. Well, let's just say there are problems with these tests. First off, it's impossible for IQ tests to get rid of cultural biases. Say, for example, part of an IQ test uses words like skyscraper, subway, or personal computer. Someone born and raised in a city would be more likely to be familiar with these words and their meanings than someone from a rural village. IQ tests are designed to measure innate intelligence. They're supposed to have nothing to do with knowledge or experience. But the problem is that IQ tests often use words or symbols that do reflect past learning and experiences. Another problem with IQ tests is that they're not a good measure of creativity. Creativity is the ability to come up with original ideas, to combine known facts in new ways. But past studies have revealed that IQ tests do not accurately measure creativity. So people who score highly on IQ tests aren't necessarily the most creative, which is somewhat strange because creativity is an aspect of problem solving. The ability to solve a problem is assumed to be an aspect of intelligence. Problem solving often requires you to think of as many solutions as possible and to come up with new solutions. Both require creativity. But IQ tests, oddly enough, fail to measure creative talent. IQ tests also fail to predict real-life success. It's often assumed that people who score highly on IQ tests are most likely to succeed in life. It's true that these people often do better in school and stay in school longer, both of which are factors in things like getting a job and making money. But studies show that there's absolutely no connection between IQ test scores and overall life accomplishments. It's very possible to run a successful business, to make a scientific breakthrough, or to become a leader without scoring high on an IQ test.
1. How does the professor organize the information about intelligence tests he presents? 2. Why does the professor mention the words skyscraper, subway, and personal computer? 3. Based on the information in the lecture, indicate whether intelligence tests do the following. For each phrase, place a check mark in the yes or no column. 4. What does the professor imply about creativity? 5. Based on the information presented in the lecture, what can be inferred about intelligence tests?